doesn't matter if you're Peyton Manning, Eric Decker, Matt Prater, or even me. Work for the Broncos, John Elway is your boss. I caught up with the Executive Vice President of Football Operations earlier Wednesday afternoon here in Jersey City as the Broncos prepare to battle the Seahawks, Elway's battling a cold. We talked about what it was like to watch this team this season get all the way to this point, what this opportunity means for Mr. Bolin and the Denver Broncos.
John, I remember when you came in talking about where you wanted the Broncos to get back to. Here we are now, Wednesday of the week, with the Broncos getting ready to play the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. What's it been like for you to get to that opportunity Mr. Bolin was hoping you could get this team to?
Well, it's been awesome. I mean, it's really been great. I think that, this whole week has been concentrated on trying to silence all the noise out there. And we're all proud to be here, but realize we still have a lot of work to do. And hopefully we can get a win on Sunday. I mean, that's what it's all about, because it's a long fall if we can't. But to be world champions would be great, not only for this football team, but also to be able to do it for Pat.
The Broncos are heading to New York.
13-3. Again, here you are. Have you taken any moments to step back and think about, considering what this team endured all season long with the roster you and the staff built, the help you needed with the injuries, where you are? Have you taken at least a moment to appreciate that, even though there's still one game left?
Yeah, and I think, you do that a little bit, and I'm very proud of this team and what they've done. They've been through a lot. There's been a lot of things that have happened, John missing 4 weeks with the heart problem, and then, Von Miller and the different things, the different distractions that we've had during this year. This team has done a tremendous job of keeping focused. The injuries, the people that we've lost, the guys have stepped in and lived up to the expectations of whoever they're filling in for. So that's a big reason why this team is here. They're not only talented, but they've been mentally tough this whole year, kept focused on what they want, and that's to be world champions. And so they've done so well up to this point in time. I'm just hoping they've saved the best for last.
Six-man pressure. Peyton throws. Homer and Goss. Got Julius Thomas there. Thomas with a touchdown, and there's the record.
When Peyton Manning came to Denver, you made it clear you want him to go down and finish as one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in history. A win on Sunday would add to that. You're getting to watch this next phase of his career as a former quarterback. What's it been like to watch Peyton go through not just the season, but even this week, how he's preparing for a Super Bowl?
Well, number one, I'm thrilled for him to have the year that he had. It's the best year quarterback's ever had, especially statistically, but you look at all the different things that he does for this football team, it's been amazing. And so I'm thrilled for him. That's why I hope that we're able to play our best game and get a Super Bowl win. And, it's a big win for Peyton, but it's also a big win for the Broncos. And I think that the legacy that Peyton has, this would just add to that. But he has been had a tremendous year. He's been a tremendous asset to the Denver Broncos since he came here 2 years ago.
Football Wednesday, let you get out of here on this one. Football Wednesday, the charades that come along with going to a Super Bowl should end. And now with a padded practice today, back into a normal routine, how important is that now? And it kind of gets you a little closer to actually getting to this game.
Yeah, and this is the exciting time. I mean, I think it's good for the players to get here. We got in on Sunday, so it's good for the players to get here, get a feel for everything, go through media day, enjoy everything about the bigness of the Super Bowl. But, when you're as a player now, it's finally you get back into the routine. As you said, you start getting back into football. We start concentrating on the Seahawks and start focusing in on that game on Sunday. And ultimately, that's what we're here for. So as a player and the guys are, they're focused and ready to get going and start practicing again.